folks for quite a while.
我们跟一些中国教会有一些关系有一段时间了。
I actually am a Chinese grandfather.
事实上我是一个中国小孩的那个祖父。
My son married a Chinese girl.
我的儿子嫁给一个中国女孩。
And I have two distinctly Chinese granddaughters.
我有两个很这个很明显的这个中国的中国样子的外孙女。
And we have a long association with Zion Church in Vancouver.
我们跟 Vancouver 有个中国教会 Zion Church 有很密切的关系。
Where Gideon Chu is the pastor.
那个 pastor 的名字叫 Gideon 周。赵 ，sorry。
So?
赵。
Okay. This past summer, my wife and I spent 3 weeks in China with my son and daughter-in-law.
这个暑假我跟我的妻子在，还有我的儿女，对，我的儿子跟媳妇儿在中国大陆待了三个礼拜。
I think the next national program that they must launch.Is one of national driver education.
Driver education. 我猜以后他们那个应该有的训练是开车的训练。
I want to tell you a story.
我想告诉你们一个故事。
When I was a teenager,
但我还是那个青少年的时候
，I was once.
我曾经是。
I became interested in the Holy Spirit through reading A.W. Tozer.
我对圣灵借着那个A.W. Tozer 陶素博士感到兴趣。
And I began to long for the presence of the Lord.
我那时候开始对神的同在有渴慕。
And my wife and another of the and others of the young people in the Baptist church that I grew up in.
那我的太太还有我一些朋友在浸信会里面长大一起长大的朋友
，had the same heart.
有同样的心。
So the Christian Missionary Alliance has an affection in our hearts because of the grace that we received.Through Dr. Tozer.
所以宣道会，对我对宣道会也有负担，就是因借着陶素博士而来的。
When I finished high school, I went to seminary.
当我高中毕业进入神学院的时候。
And during my time at seminary, I had a significant experience of the Holy Spirit.
当我在神学院的时候，我经历圣灵奇妙的作为。
Not through the Fellowship Baptist Church that I was part of.
并不是从我从成长的浸信会教会得到。
And not through the Christian Missionary Alliance that I'd been influenced through by Dr. Tozer.
也不是从宣道会借着陶素博士的宣道会所受的影响。
But rather by the Full Gospel Businessmen's Movement.
而是全福会，而是由全福会所来的影响。
And so Lois and I were engaged at the time.
所以这个师母 Lois 跟牧师订婚的时候。
And we were both touched by the Holy Spirit.
我们都被圣灵所触摸。
During the remaining time at seminary, I repeatedly and extensively.Looked at the literature on the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
在神学院的期间，我不断的阅读关于圣灵方面的教导。
And discovered that there was no reason that the gifts should be absent from the church today.
我发现没有任何原因圣灵的恩赐会停止。
Was unique, well, not quite unique, but there were only a few of us in the Baptist seminary that held this view.
我是少数在那个学校里面有这种想法的。
So I graduated in 1965.
我1965年毕业。
And I came to Ottawa.
我来到渥太华。
I came to a little church called Queensway West Baptist Church.
我来到一个小教会叫 Queensway Baptist Church.
Which was the name of this church before it became Green Bank Community Church.
是这个教会的前身。
And Monling has been trying to get me to write this story for a long time.
曼玲姐一直想要我把这故事写下来。
This is the short form.
这是就比较短的介绍。
So in 1965, when we came to Ottawa, I came first, and then we were married in July, and Lois came.
1965年我们来到这边，然后七月份我们结婚。
And at that point, we were meeting in a small white bungalow that's still just up Pinecrest Road here.
那时候我们在这附近有一个小小的房间，这个 bungalow 平房还在这 Green Bank 这个地方。
And when a seminary friend came to visit while we were in that little building,
当我的神学院同学来这边探访的时候，我们还在那个小小的房间房子聚会。
We went for a drive.
他们去滑水这个。
And at that time we parked down at Baseline and Pinecrest.
我们车子停在 Baseline 跟 Pinecrest.
And prayed that the Lord would show us where the new church should be built.
对，然后我们祷告求神，让我们知道这个教会应该在建立在什么地方。
And we decided that the church should be built in the cemetery.
我们决定这个教会应该就在这个坟场附近。
So we approached the people in the cemetery.
所以他们就去接触坟场的负责人。
And we asked if they would sell us some land to build a church.
我们问他们可不可以卖给我们一些土地来盖教会。
We wanted to be on the corner.
我们要在这个角落。
But they said, no, we'll sell you an acre and a half at the back.
他说不要，我们要。
And so we bought this property.
他说我要卖一亩半，是在这个后面的一亩半的地。所以
And we began to make plans to build.
所以他们买到这块地，然后开始计划。
This would be about 1971-72.
这大约在1971年到1972年之间。
So in 1972, we actually began the construction of this building.
1972年，这个教会开始建。
And in 72
年的时候，
there was a powerful move of the Holy Spirit that went right across Canada.
在整个加拿大有一股很强的圣灵的作为。
Through the Canadian Revival Fellowship.
是加拿大复兴团契。
And if you watch the video of Revivals in Canada, the movie of Revivals in Canada, on the 18th of September, you'll see some of that testimony about the revival that took place beginning in the Baptist churches in Saskatchewan.
如果你在9月18号 September 18th, right? September 18th.
September 18th.
9月18号有一个节目，它专门讲这圣灵在加拿大的复兴啊，你们会发现这个其实是在 Saskatchewan 一个地方。
And that will be shown at West Ottawa Christian Community.
然后你也会看到这个 West Ottawa Christian Community.
Or West Ottawa Community Church.
或者是叫 West Ottawa Community Church, 就是 Ken 牧师现在的教会。
So we invite you to come.
所以我邀请你们都来。
But back to the story.
好，再回到这故事。
We had just moved into this building in 1972.
我们1972年搬进这栋。
When we were touched by that move of the Holy Spirit.
我们被圣灵的运作感动。
It was a movement of repentance.
这个圣灵的这个感动是悔改。
And many people in the congregation were touched by the Holy Spirit.
很多的弟兄姐妹都被圣灵所感动。
One Sunday after preaching, I gave the invitation.
有一天，星期天晚上，这个讲道完毕。
And so many people came forward.
很多人被圣灵感动来到前面。
Including the elders and the deacons.
包括执事长老们。
That there was nobody to do the counseling.
没有人能够做这个咨询的工作。
And so I said to the congregation, let's just all go into the gymnasium. It's not really a very big gymnasium. I think it shrunk.
他说那我们一起到那个运动场，现在并不是很大，可能那个房间已经缩小很多了，可能改成其他的设备。
A few months later,
几个月之后，
the leader of the youth group,
这个 youth group 的那个负责人，
saw on television,
在电视上看到
two young people from Florida,
有从佛罗里达州来的两个年轻人
who had been involved with the Jesus People movement that was big at the time.
那时候有一个很大的那个运动叫做耶稣运动，他们在其中里面负责。
So he invited them to come to speak to the youth here.
所以这两位被邀请来到这边对他们的 youth group 的年轻人讲话震动。
And after they spoke to the young people,
他们跟年轻人分享之后，
one of the young people said, you keep talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What is that?
有一个年轻人问到你，你一直讲到圣灵的洗，圣灵洗到底是什么呢？
And so this young couple from Florida began to explain to them how that Jesus had come to take away our sins and God had sent the Holy Spirit to fill us.
这对年轻夫妇就是跟他们解释神差遣
so that we had the witness of the resurrection in our hearts.
I haven't finished the previous sentence. Okay, sorry, I lost that. Could you repeat that again?The last sentence, yeah.
They talked about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们谈到圣灵的洗。
How the Father had sent Jesus to take away our sins.
圣父差遣圣耶稣洗净我们的罪。
And he had sent the Holy Spirit to give us power to follow.
他也差遣圣灵给我们的能力能够跟随。
And He said to the young people, "Do you not know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit?"
他问这个年轻人，你没有听说过圣灵的洗吗？
Now I had been teaching the fullness of the Spirit as I had learned from Dr. Tozer.
我那时候已经教导这个圣灵的工作，就从陶树博士那边学习的。
That you made a full dedication of yourself to the Lord.
你把全人交给神。
You confessed all your sins.
你认自己的罪，所有的罪。
And you ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill you.
邀请圣灵来到你的心里面。
So they didn't recognize, I think they didn't recognize what I had been teaching.
我想他们不是很了解我的教导，我对他们那时候的教导。
But this young couple said, if you would like to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just come and kneel down here.
这位年轻的工作者就问他们，如果你愿意被圣灵充满的话，就请你来到前面来。
So the young people came and knelt down.
所以很多年轻人就来到前面，有跪下。
And Jim and Candace went along and just laid hands on them and said, "Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit."
然后这对年轻人就为他们祷告，圣灵，请你降来，圣灵，请你来。
I get excited when I think about it.
当我想到这个时候，我还是非常兴奋。
And the young people started to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这些年轻人都被圣灵充满。
Some of them started to speak in tongues.
有一些人就开始说方言。
There was a young man visiting at that meeting who was not a Christian.
有一个年轻人那时候来这边拜访，他还不是基督徒，还没有信主。
And when he saw the young people being touched by the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
当他看一些年轻人被圣灵触摸，而且开始说方言的时候。
He realized this was real.
他知道这是真实的。
And he said to Jim and Candace,
他对
I need to believe in Jesus.
他对那对年轻的那对 服侍的人说，我
要 how do I begin to follow Jesus？
我怎么能够跟随耶稣
？And they explained the way of salvation to him, and they led him to Jesus.
他们跟他讲的救恩，然后带领他信主。
Then Jim said to the young people, "You know, this guy should be baptized."
然后这个其中一个人就
He should be baptized in water.
他说你应该受洗。
Is there any water in the baptistry?
这边有没有水可以受
？So the young people came and they looked in the baptistry.
所以这些年轻人看到这边受洗的池子。
And there was no water there.
可是那时候没有水。
And so the young people said, "Oh, but that doesn't matter. There's a river right up the street."
这些年轻人说没有关系，那边有一条河。
So about 10 o'clock at night, the whole bunch of them jumped in their cars and they drove up to the Ottawa River, and they baptized this young guy.
所以十点钟，这些年轻人都开车开到 Ottawa River 那边去受洗。
That was a Friday night. I remember the Saturday morning.
那是礼拜五，然后我记得礼拜天的早，礼拜六的早上。
My phone started to ring.
我的电话开始响了。
One of the elders was worried because it was what he called clandestine baptism. Now there's a word for you, secret baptism.
Okay. 有其中有个长老就打电话给我说，这个算是秘密的施洗。
There were no elders or pastors there.
没有执事长老在那边。
I don't know what he thought of Philip.
Sorry.
Philip, Philip in the desert meeting the eunuch and baptizing him.
Okay, 在使徒行传有腓力，他看到他听到那个神的福音而受洗。
So, then others started to call, and they were upset because their young people were speaking in tongues.
还有另外一个原因，这些长老有点不高兴，就是因为他的一些年轻人开始说方言。
So that issued in 1972 a prolonged time of tension in the congregation.
所以那时候在1972年造成了这个会众里面一些紧张的气氛。
And there were many peculiar ways in which God bore witness to the reality of his activity in the young people.
神用一些看起来很奇怪的、很怪异的方式，可是在这些年轻人里面，做了很多奇妙的作为。
But some of the elders went to the denomination in order to try to get the denomination to make me quench what the Holy Spirit was doing.
有一些长老到这个 Baptist 的宗会，然后企图让这个 Cam 牧师能够。停止这些活动，这种现象。
And I said, "I'm sorry. I believe that the gifts of the Spirit are for the church today."
我说，Pastor Ken 说，对不起，我相信圣灵的恩赐。
Eventually, in 1973,
在1973年
one of the elders, well, all of the elders and the deacons resigned.
那时候所有的执事长老都辞职。
Except for one who said, "Ken, I don't agree with you."
除了一位，可是他说，我不同意你。
But I won't let you stand by yourself.
可是我不愿意让你一个人独自来面对这个问题。
So at one of the church meetings,
所以在教会的开会期间
，in democratic fashion as Baptists.Govern themselves.
按照 Baptist 的进行为他们的传统，用民主的方式。
With Robert's rules of order and not the Holy Spirit. You don't know Robert's rules of order? Don't bother.
就是教会普通开会的方式。
They brought to the floor of the church at a business meeting a motion that said.We do not agree with the practice or teaching of speaking in tongues.
所以他们决定，我们不相信、不同意，说方言这个恩赐。
Now this becomes a bit technical, but they needed 2/3 to pass that motion.
可是他们需要三分之二的会众 同意这个这个。
And they got 51%.
可是他们只有 51%。
So that upset them greatly.
所以他们非常生气。
And they said, "We don't want to break bread with you anymore."
他们说我们不愿意再跟你一起
We're going to leave the church.
我们要你离开这个教会。
And at that point, one godly lady who was a dear friend of mine.
在那时候，有一位组里面很近前的一位姐妹
said, "Ken, if they want us to leave, we will, won't we?"
她说她如果他们要我们离开的话，我们会离开，对不对？
And I had said to the Lord, "Lord, if you give three people to come to me and say, 'Let's start a new church,' I will do it."
我对神说，如果你差遣三位愿意跟我一起走，去成立一个教会，新的教会，我愿意。
And so, in my usual courageous way, I declined.
所以照我传统的很勇敢的方式，我拒绝他们的提议。
I said no.
我对他们说no.
Oh, good. I'm glad some of the young people got the joke. That is how we started West Ottawa Christian Community.
那是我们如何成立现在的教会，叫 West Ottawa Community Church.
Now I'll just finish up the story this way.
让我结束这个用这个故事，用这种方式来结束这个故事。
In 2004,
在西元2004年的时候
，one of the lead elders from this congregation,
在这个教会其中一个主要的长老
，went back to Egypt,
回到埃及
，and there encountered the Holy Spirit.
他在那边经历了圣灵
through a national prayer movement in Egypt
在埃及国家祷告会里面经历了神的圣灵
and he sent a message to me through the pastor of this church
他透过这个教会的牧师送给我一个信息
And the pastor, like the Fellowship Baptist that I knew before, did not believe in the existence of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the church today.
那时候的牧师不相信圣灵的恩赐，在今天还会有。
But he sent the message to me. He brought the message to me, and he said, "Ken, the man that." Was present when you were pastor here and who helped to put you out.
他那个牧师送我一个信息，说那时候把你们赶出去，其中之一
has now changed his position.
现在已经改变他的想法。
And the things that he formerly disagreed with you about.
他以前不同意你们的这个关键。
He now agrees.
他现在同意了。
Shortly after that, the pastor left this church.
在那个之后很短的时间，这个牧师离开了这个教会。
And my Egyptian friend called me.
我这位埃及的朋友打电话给我。
He was now chairman of the board.
他现在是这个长执会的主席。
And he said, "Ken, I keep having this picture of you coming back and preaching in this pulpit."
他说我一直有。有这个意向，就你再回到这个讲台来讲道。
And so, at Pentecost 2005,
在2005年的五旬节
，They asked me to come for 3 weeks and teach on the Holy Spirit.
他们邀请我回来，讲圣灵，讲三个星期。
And in the meantime, I had reread some of my notes from those early days in the 60s.
在那个同时，我也再重新复习一下我以前在60年代的那些笔记。
And what struck me about my notes was the amount of pride that was written into the documents.
在那时候，我那个笔记里面，我很惊讶，就是我在 看到很多人的骄傲。
And so when I came to preach,
所以我来到这边来讲道。
I started off by saying,
我开始的时候说,
I realized that when I was here, the words that I spoke were full of pride.
他说我知道我当时在这边的时候我讲的话常常有自己的骄傲。
I need to ask your forgiveness.
我要向你们认罪。
And they were happy to give it.
他们很愿意接受我的道歉。
At that time, this church was dying. There were only about 20, 25 people left here.
那时候的这个教会已经式微，大概只有二十多人。
And when I had left here in 1973, the whole congregation was full and the overflow was full.
当我70年代离开这个教会之后，这整个教会都是满的，而且还有。
But then the church and the board recognized that in the stand that they had taken, they had excluded not only me, but also the work of the Holy Spirit in this congregation.
那时候长执会后来知道，他们所拒绝的不但是拒绝这一批人，而且是拒绝了圣灵。
And so, when they repented, the blessing of God returned.
当他们认罪悔改的时候，神的恩典又降。
Young people began to come in off the street to find the Lord.
有些年轻人就是路过这边也来到这个教会。
The Lord started to send skilled and trained leaders in to help them.
那神也训练一些人来帮助这些年轻人。
This church is now going through a time of testing.
这个教会现在经过一段的试炼。
But we're believing that God, when He has tried them, will bring them forth like gold.
但我们相信，经过这个试炼，神会给他们更多的祝福。
And so, because you, by coming here, are becoming part of the history of this congregation.
所以，当你们来到这边，你们也来到这个好像这个历史一段。
I wanted you to know the story.
我要告诉你们一段故事。
Because you too.Are moving from a place where there has been very little or no expression of the gifts and the moving of the Holy Spirit.
在当时并没有太多圣灵的恩赐。
And now you are longing for a fuller expression of the presence of God in the Holy Spirit.
现在你们渴慕圣灵的作为。
Now the interesting thing about 2005 was that it was 40 years from the month that I was invited to come to this church as pastor in 1965.
当我2005年被邀请到这边来的时候，很有趣的是，这是我离开之后的40年。
40 years is a generation.
40年是一个世代。
And one generation later, God moved in this church in order to restore the vision and the practice of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
一个世代的过去，神重新在兴起这个教会，让他们更了解圣灵。
And so, it's a real joy for me to be able to participate in this formational meeting.
对我来讲，这是我非常高兴的事情，能够再一次经历。
Of this new congregation.
经历神还有这个会众。
Could you stand now and let me pray for you and bless you?
可不可以请你们一起站立，让我为你们一起祷告，还有祝福。
Father God, I thank you so much for the way that you direct our lives.
天上父，我们献上感谢，为你的作为。
You are able to bring reconciliation and unity.
你能够带给人们。和平还有合一。
Out of offense and discord.
从伤害，从不和的光景中带到合一。
Father, I pray that you would move in the hearts of these people.
天父，我们向你祷告，求你。感动这些人的每一个人的心。
To bring about a renewal of repentance.
能够带来复兴，还有带来悔改。
And ask Father that you would send an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
天父，求你大大浇灌圣灵在每一位身上。
To witness to the reality of the resurrection of Jesus.
能够见证圣灵的大能，能够见证耶稣的真实。
And to bring about an outburst of power.
也带来更多的全能。
For the purposes of the kingdom of God.
为了神的国度原因。
Father, I just bless them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
天父，我们就祝福他们，祝福每一位。
And pray for your anointing on Pastor Kevin.
还有Pastor Kevin.
And on the leaders who lead with him.
还有长执会或者
Father, let your presence rest here.
我们求你的你的同在。
And may they enter into this amazing thing that you've done in this congregation.
对，神求你与他们同在，也让你奇妙的作为与他们同在。
And that you would be glorified here.
然后你的名能够得荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Ken. 好，我们今天的聚会我们就到这里，好吧？我们默祷之后我们可以散会。如果弟兄姐妹有没有什么问题的话，可以来问我们。那我们那洗礼的那个愿意洗礼的话，可以待会散会到前面来一下，我有些东西该告诉你们一下。还有我们的就是厨房那边有茶点，有茶点，那弟兄姐妹可以留步，可以有一些的分享，好不好？好，那我们下个礼拜那再见，神祝福大家。要不要有一件，因为我们今天第一次聚会，要不要我们所有人我们到外面的草地上，好不好？我们大家照一张相，好不好？好吧，好，那我们就赶快到外面，好吧？然后我们完了再进来。